Say at this point is that we don't have enough information, conclusive information, to say what happened. And so we're not ruling matters out.
All right, so that's the voice of Jay Carney, and that's where we start this hour of America Tonight. Of course, the, as I call him, the mouthpiece for the White House, trying to knock down some of those questions that have been thrown up again and again and again about the plane. What we do know now is we've got a destroyer on the way to the Indian Ocean because there's a pinging, they believe, that might be related to the whereabouts of the plane. The latest is they also think that the plane was going for 3 or 4 hours before it dropped off the radar. So it was out there 3 or 4 hours, and that explains why all the search is in the opposite direction, but really the plane had been turned around. So after nearly a week without finding a 777, this Flight 370, in several of the Asian countries, they're more than frustrated with the way Malaysia has handled this hunt. The information that's been released contradicts itself most of the time. So now the latest deal is the move to go to the Indian Ocean, and you have the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board in the middle of this whole thing, poking around and trying to help the Malaysians, who frankly have botched the snot out of this missing plane and handling what they're doing to find it. Crazy conjecture, massive confusion. Relatives and friends are beyond anxiety ridden. They're talking about the plane changing course. They're talking about rumors that it might have crashed. They're talking about, oh, maybe suicide of the pilots. I mean, this is what they're officially releasing, and that's the problem. Let everybody else speculate. And it's not, it's the Asian countries like Vietnam, very frustrated with what's happening. Very frustrated. There is an air traffic command center southwest of Ho Chi Minh City. They're looking for updates. Vietnam has deployed a bunch of ships, a bunch of planes to try to help. They're scrambling planes. Because there was the Chinese satellite images that looked like they showed large chunks of debris floating in the South China Sea. But the pilots didn't see anything, so they turned around. Now it's the pinging in the Indian Ocean. So the push is on to speed up the investigation. I mean, listen, they're not getting challenged. They're just taking their time. That's what it appears to be, that the fact that there is no sense of urgency. So 154 of the 239 passengers were either from China or Taiwan. So in China, they're worried. Of course they're worried. They're trying to get any information they can to the people that are the relatives that were waiting on the other side. So we'll see if anything amounts to anything with this Indian Ocean deal. And the 777s. I mean, the engines for the 777s are supposed to be the most unbelievable engines. As it was described, the Rolls-Royce of engines. Because Rolls-Royce helped design the engines for the plane. So it's supposed to be incredible. Will there be something in the Indian Ocean, which, by the way, is deep and wide and going to be very tough to find? Very tough to find. I hope they find it. I hope the mystery, at least the beginning parts of the mystery, I hope it becomes more clear as to what happened here. I really, really do. You know, closer to home, too. You had a plane in Philadelphia that fell apart, basically, at takeoff. It's crazy the way the plane looked. The nose gear of a U.S. Air flight just crumpled as it was about to leave the Philly airport. So the passengers had to deplane. They had to use those emergency chutes. They had to slide down the chutes because they crumpled. So the plane was blocking the end of the runway. Wow. That's scary, huh? And they had 150 people on board. You know, it's weird. You think about I think about people standing on the wing in the Hudson with amazing Captain Sully landing that plane, which was, I mean, still incredible. And that day when those people got on that plane, they were just trying to get somewhere. They're not thinking that they're going to be smashed into the Hudson River, survive it, and be standing there on the wing in whatever probably dress clothes they had on, being rescued by boats that had come out to the middle of the river. Just like these people in Philly, they were just trying to get from point A to point B. At about 6:30, they're not thinking, before they've even left the airport, that they're taking a nosedive. And they're jumping on the unforced bounce house. Because that's what it looks like, you know, when the stuff comes out, the chutes come out at the side. Gladly, I would jump on those chutes, though, no matter what the circumstances were, versus being there on that plane with the nose crumpled and being up in the air and having problems with the plane. It was better that it happened before they took off and when they were getting ready. Coming up this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk to George Horrigan, who in this era, as we're talking about so much business of people starting businesses, people working for small companies, people working for big companies. What are the keys to success now where you don't have to work a million hours, but still you are successfully maintaining and growing a company? If you talk to some people, they'll say, forget about this overtime thing that the president is trying to push and the 10-10 deal also with minimum wage, because then they're going to have even more problems if they're a struggling business. But we don't talk about that kind of stuff. We dive pretty deep with George on specific things with businesses, that why do people have trouble when they start businesses making them become successful where they're paying off and paying off again? I mean, that's the roadmap we all want, right? St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and seriously, who would turn down a pot of gold? Even if you say money doesn't matter. You're not turning down the pot of gold, even if you could do great things with the money, but you're not turning it down. So how do you make your pot of gold when it's not through a lottery ticket? Which, by the way, the Mega Millions is through the roof again, so people are running out to buy Mega Million tickets. We're going to go get one now, and then I'll see you in a few. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you in a position where you're salaried and you're playing let's make a deal for the extra days that you're working? It's an interesting thing, the president asking the Department of Labor to overhaul overtime rules to force businesses to expand the number of workers who get OT and workers who are now classified as basically executives and don't get paid for working over an eight-hour day. California and New York already have those kind of changes already. But what about the other states? The Republicans are saying, listen, like the speaker, this is going to be a job killer. It's going to be a job killer. So the people who are saying, I'm supporting this because we need to close the gap between the CEOs and the workers. Well, first of all, that's not happening. If you, even if you did the overtime thing, there's no way that an executive or a person that you classify as a professional is anywhere near whatever the CEO is making, even with overtime. So forget that argument about that. There's going to be a public comment period and it may be a hearing before the Labor Department before they come up with a regulation. And I bet that hearing is going to be interesting. Here's the deal. I mean, first of all, some people didn't even realize that there was regulations out there, and they've been there since the 30s, and it's changed, been tweaked a little bit. But in some arenas, this would be a job killer. In others, it wouldn't. And other, this is again the whole thing of what the business is. So fewer people are getting overtime pay anyway. Fewer people are eligible for overtime pay based on what the threshold is, based on what it is that they're earning already. So my guess is there's going to be a massive public comment period and fight over this in the end. And a lot of people listening to me, are you on the clock? Are you, do you even pay attention to the clock? I think people work crazy hours, all kinds of hours now anyway. And with people working at home and other things happening, I don't know. It's kind of murky anyway with you looking at the law and looking at what someone's doing. So the plan is going to be, I think the plan's going to be tough for some people, like a supervisor or manager, someone like that, because whatever the job title is. I mean, are they working overtime? Are they getting paid for it? I mean, trying to push them into the overtime arena. Boehner has a point. Depending on the kind of work. See, this is the problem. Throwing it all in one boat is tough. I mean, are you doing stuff where you work where it wouldn't be covered by overtime? I mean, managing, supervising, that depends, you know. The restaurant business is where it would be sticky, I think. Restaurant business, any service industry is already, a lot of those rules are already there and they're already doing them. That's already happening. But the last thing we want to do, for goodness sake, is kill jobs. Because I don't understand. I don't get how in Washington they're saying the statistics that are being released, it looks like if you look at the number, the unemployment number is not low. But if you listen to the talk coming out of Washington, you would think that we are just adding jobs all over the place and we're right around the corner from adding more jobs and people are just doing pretty good. But I'm not getting that. Yes, some people are doing okay and some people are doing better than living beyond just check to check. But I don't get this overwhelming sense that people are flush all over the place. I don't. And I have a lot of conversations, forget on the air, off the air, just conversations with people that I don't get that sense. I get the struggle sense. Kids in school, can't pay for the school, tough. If they're smart kids, they're not getting full rides, all that kind of thing. Because, of course, they're getting bumped out of scholarships because they don't meet certain criteria, whatever it is. And I get more the sense that people are working longer anyway because they're afraid to retire because of the cost of everything and Social Security, not having the cost of living increases and yada yada. I mean, I can give you a million scenarios, and you know those scenarios. So the one thing we definitely don't want to do is kill jobs. You don't want to kill jobs because a lot of those people that would fall into the category of I need this job, you'd kill off their hopes, especially older people who find themselves in those positions where they have the extra job that they need, and it would just cripple them if they weren't getting that money. So let's see what the public comment period is. And if you have any thoughts on it and you're right now working where you think, there's going to be some people that this is going to push out, then comment on it. Or maybe it has to happen. Maybe you work for fat cats who aren't passing it on and there aren't a lot of jobs, so you're stuck and you like your job well enough, but you don't particularly like the management and you think you should be getting overtime, but it's the furthest thing from what's happening, and you are working way too many hours for not even really comp time. That's why it's hard to lump this all into one particular category. But definitely hit the comment period, because now this is another thing. I think that with the minimum wage could be pretty tough in some cases, for sure. So we've talked about the missing plane and how creepy that is and the crummy way they're handling it in Malaysia. So, of course, the United States comes in, or our aviation experts trying to lend some sanity to the situation, heading out now into the Indian Ocean, which will be really tough in trying to find the plane if it is there in the first place. Then we talk about this, the overtime situation. Then, of course, at the tail end of the weekend, let's see what the standoff is with Putin, because the Secretary of State, John Kerry, is saying, look out. If that referendum goes out on Sunday, Monday, we're going to hit Putin hard. And he's talking about sanctions. So what are those sanctions going to be like? And what does this do to the relationship with the United States and Russia? I mean, is it time to put on the boxing gloves and say, well, forget it? Obama's botched up the relationship with Putin, so, you know, let's cut them off. Let's cut them all off if we have to do that. Let's strengthen our relationships in other directions, because the Russians were thumbing their nose at us anyway. I mean, already the Russian Navy ships have blocked the strait separating the Ukrainian Black Sea Peninsula. Then this was just days after troops that were Russian invaded the Crimea. And the United States has been pretty soft about this, let's face it. Lots of words. But no coordination, really, with our allies. So, is there too much, you know, is it time to say, okay, this is it, you've pushed us too far, so hey, so sorry about this, we're cutting you off. Let's just do it now and say we've had enough of this. I mean, this, you know, the talk is cheap at this point. So you got to make a decision. Are we going up against Russia or are we backing down? Are we going up or backing down? There is no in-between, flip a coin. I don't know. Jeez, we really got to get this diplomacy thing going on here. Nah, forget about it. Think of the criminal element in Russia, too. People who live in Russia who have 7 doors that have to be locked just so nobody can get to them if they have any kind of money. So either stand up or stand down, but no in between, because talk is cheap. It's cheap. Coming up, that conversation with George Horrigan, talking about business, next on America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Like a rainbow, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, 'cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
America tonight in this edition of It's Your Business. Very excited about this next guest. He's in our virtual green room. His name is George Horrigan. And what's interesting about George is check out this number. This is what I call your wow number. He's shown over 1,200 businesses how to go to the next level in revenue, profits, and really personal freedom. And that's the part I like attached to it, the personal freedom. So the book title that he's written is, it just goes along with that, Creating a Thriving Business, Work Less, Make More, and Have Fun in Your Business. It is so about having fun. George, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Glad to be here.
So you can have fun and be successful, and that's what you say in your book, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. What I share with business owners is you have one life to live. Why would you want to run a business that you don't enjoy? And the neat thing about having your own business is you can change the business. If you're a W-2 employee, you're stuck. You know, you may have some leverage. But when you've got your own business, the world is your oyster. You just need to know how to do it. And that's what we've developed is a methodology to show you how to do that.
Yeah, so, you know, we don't want to give away all your secrets, but give us one of your big ones. When did you know you hit your one of the golden nuggets? What's one of the biggest things that people don't do who have businesses or start businesses that would make them more profitable?
Well, the number one problem is people don't know how to put the business together to create the business they want. They've got this business. So a typical business owner says to themselves, these are my goals and expectations for my business today, my hopes for tomorrow, my dreams for down the road. Here's where I'm at. There's where I want to go. How do I get from here to there?
They don't have a business plan, probably, right?
Well, it's not just a business plan. There's a best-selling book by a NYU professor, and the title of the book is Burn Your Business Plan. A typical business plan is not executable. It's not implementable. But we created something even better than that, and it's called the Structure of Success, and it's had five building blocks. First building block is, what is the vision for your business? What is the destination? What is the direction of where you want to take your business? What does a successful and thriving business look like to you as a business owner? A second building block is identifying your business's unique critical success factors, the make or break factors, the things that you absolutely positively need to do to be successful. Third building block is developing a comprehensive strategy to take your business where you want to go. And a strategy has to address six areas of your business. And then fourth building block is we share, it's not enough to have a strategy. You need to execute the strategy in a systematic, structured way, which we call logical execution. And the fifth building block is innovation. Innovation is how you beat your competition, separate your business from the rest of the pack, and you need to drive innovation throughout the entire business.
Yeah, do you find that sometimes people, because you've worked with all these businesses, might be good at sort of at one or two of those things, but they don't have the whole system?
You're exactly correct. That's hitting the nail on the head. What happens is people gravitate to the area of a business that they're comfortable with. So a person comes from a sales background, that's what they're going to look at is sales. A person comes from an operations background, they're going to be oriented to that. Finance person, their books are going to be perfect. Not going to have any sales, but they're going to have the correct books. And they don't understand how does the whole jigsaw puzzle fit together. And when people see our structure success methodology, and we developed a unique diagram to explain it, and the diagram is just a reflection of the overall methodology. But when they see the methodology, they go, aha, that's exactly what I've been looking for. Now I see how the parts fit together.
And how important is it when you, so if you get the system down, the things that you were missing before, the things that you're comfortable with, and then not doing the things you're not comfortable with, how important is it to have the right people in place?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me kind of walk you through, as I said, the strategy has six components or six pieces of your strategy. First one is, what vision do you have for the business and what leadership are you providing to drive the business into that vision? Your vision and leadership drive and determine your marketing and sales. What are you going to sell as a business and how are you going to market it? That's the second building block, or second piece of strategy. Third is your operations, your production. How are you going to produce what you're selling and marketing? In those three areas, the vision, leadership, marketing and sales, and production are the core of the business, the foundation of the business. And when I say production, I'm not meaning production from a manufacturing standpoint. It's however you're producing your revenue. If it's a restaurant, it'd be food and drink. If it's a bank, it's banking services. The fourth area is your finance and administration area, which is a support area that supports the areas that come before that. Fifth is your human assets, your personnel, your team, which you were just mentioning, Kate, and that's a support area that supports the four areas that come before that. And sixthly is your information technology area, your internal IT area, and that's a support area that supports the five areas that come before that.
Yeah, you know, interesting. I love the strategies that you're talking about. But you see, too, that with entrepreneurs, the level of entrepreneurship has really shot up. So this is obviously, and you know this is so timely, people opening their own businesses, trying to do it, all that kind of thing. But it's very competitive, too. So there's got to be something there. How do you differentiate yourself from the competition, the pack?
Yeah, there are actually five components you can use to differentiate yourself. And basically, this is the only things that you can use, okay? Number one is your price. Is your price lower than your competition? Number two, is your quality better than your competition? And that's to be demonstrable quality, okay? Number three, is your delivery time or convenience better than your competition? So you get your product to your customer faster, or are you more convenient to work with? You're located in that city, you actually drive out to there. That's the fourth, that's the third component. Fourth is is your product unique, okay? Is there something unique about your product? And then fifthly, is your customer service? Is your customer service better than your competition? And those are the only things that you can use to differentiate your business. And we work with business owners in analyzing their business. So many business owners come in and say, okay, well, I'm 100% the lowest cost, the best quality, my delivery time and convenience is great, my customer service is fantastic, and we have a unique product. And we say, it doesn't work that way. You've got to look at your business and say, okay, what is what we call your strategic competitive advantage? What are the things that you really, really, really do well? And then we build the business based upon those.
Well, so sometimes do you take it when you've worked with clients, you sometimes re-rack the whole business in a sense?
Yeah.
Wow.
And what happens is most business owners really haven't looked at their business from this standpoint. They're just so close to the trees, they don't take a step back and see the forest.
Right, exactly. And it's what you know, but it's all the other things that you don't know. What do you think, if we boiled all this down, and people are listening to us across America, George, and hopefully, and I bet they are, because you said some amazing things, their wheels are turning, thinking about, oh, I should have done this, or I could do this, or whatever. What do you think is the number one thing, the biggest key to having a successful business?
Yeah. It would be following a systematic approach to operating the business. And that really has three components. Number one is the vision. Where do you want to take your business? You have to figure that out. And that has to be a concrete, specific vision. It can't just be that fuzzy, ethereal vision. Once you know where you want to take your business, then you can develop the systems to take your business there. And the systems are the biggest one, Kate. But you really can't do your systems until you know where you're taking your business. And then thirdly is once you've got your systems, then innovating your business to take those systems to the next level.
See, and the key thing is here, too, the stuff that you're telling us, part of the book, and you say work less and make more and have fun, you know that there's some people saying, well, that's I got to work 80 hours a week. There's no way. I can't go to Hawaii. I can't have a vacation. Does that mean they're not working the smart way and they haven't implemented the things you're saying?
Absolutely. We have a wonderful analogy we use. It's called fruit stand versus factory. A fruit stand owner shows up Monday, sets out the fruit as revenue. Tuesday comes in, sets out the fruit as revenue. Same thing Wednesday. Thursday, they don't show up. There's no revenue because they weren't there to set out the fruit. Friday, they come back, set out the fruit, they have revenue. Versus a factory owner shows up Monday, builds the factory, has no revenue. Tuesday comes in, hires the personnel, trains them, puts the equipment in place, still has no revenue. Wednesday, they come in, start the factory, oversee operations, they have revenue. Thursday, they come in, oversee operations, they have revenue. Friday, they don't show up, they still have revenue. Monday, they don't show up, they still have revenue. The key thing is to move that business from that fruit stand model to that economic factory. That economic factory is the fun type business that gives you the freedom to do what you want to do in life.
Yeah, it's kind of like the old mailbox money theory in a sense, right?
Yeah, but those are basically, you know, kind of a scam thing. This actually works, okay?
I like that you're right, absolutely. This has been terrific. So if people want to get a copy of your book, how can they do that, George?
Yeah, Creating a Thriving Business came out last year in September. It's available in most bookstores out there on Amazon. It's gotten fabulous reviews on Amazon. It's also available on our website, which is fountainheadconsultinggroup.com. All together, fountainheadconsultinggroup.com. That came out last year, Creating a Thriving Business. My fourth book comes out this year, the end of this year, and the title of that is Work Less, Make More, and Have Fun in Your Business. That's not available yet, but it'll be available bookstores, Amazon, and our website this fall.
All right, perfect. And we talked about both of those. So great. George, thanks so much for coming on America.
My pleasure. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones. Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Network, along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Getting ready to swing the axe. A new budget proposal pulls the plug on the 10-year-old Mars rover Opportunity. This is the same rover that found water on the planet Mars. But 2015, we can't afford the Mars rover Opportunity. How about that? That comes as a shock, I think, to a lot of people. But the big bucks that it costs to move this puppy for the past decade over the face of Mars is quite expensive, to say the least. So beginning October 1st, that's it. And I think this took a lot of people by surprise. And that's part of the whole ending that, you know, there's pressure all around to try to figure out where are we headed, what are we spending. The five-year spending plan has a budget of $59.4 million to support Curiosity operations next year, and then $58 million a year after that. Curiosity landed in August of 2012. So Opportunity, there's no room for you. We've got to go to Curiosity instead. Sorry, you've been booted. And just in case you're curious about this, this is a big number. The 2015 budget proposal includes $92 million for work on a new unnamed Mars rover that's supposed to launch in 2020. And also, NASA is planning to contribute to Europe's ExoMars rover that launches in 2018. Right now, They spend about $13 million a year to support opportunities. So really, that's the reason why they've got to ixnay that. So can't afford it. And already, we've got something in its place and something else that we're planning on as well. This is interesting because, you know, now we're in that Lent period, getting ready for Easter. This story to me is mind-blowing. 9 newfound penny-sized pieces of basically parchment belonging to what they can prove is the Dead Sea Scrolls have been unopened for 6 decades before they were rediscovered in Israel. They went unnoticed for years. Then one scholar came across them while they were searching through the Israel Antiquities Authority, the storeroom that they have. And they said they didn't realize they were scrolls, or they didn't know how to open them, or they can't explain really why these tiny scrolls were found that hadn't been touched. And they were found inside 3 of these small leather boxes with biblical verses written on them. And the boxes, they had the boxes scanned by CT at a hospital in Israel, hoping there would be something inside. And voila, once unopened, the scrolls are, they think, will shed light on some of the practices of the Jewish people during the Second Temple period between 530 BC and 70, which is amazing if you think about that, because 530 BC and 70 is, you know, this area that was constructed by the Jerusalem king Herod at that time, the Dome of the Rock, now stands where the Second Temple supposedly once stood. And if you think back, and I couldn't even remember when this was, but the scrolls, 2 dozen scrolls were discovered in the 40s and 50s, along with the rest of the Dead Sea Scrolls, in a limestone cave in the West Bank in Israel. Wow. That would be wild to roll up on those. I mean, seriously, come on. And you're the person who gets to look at it and examine it. I mean, they found like 900 religious manuscripts in 11 caves in the Dead Sea in the 40s and 50s. So that whole time in there. And there's pictures of it all over the place. You can see them, and they're so small. But actually looking at these scrolls would be very cool, I have to say. And that's a pretty wild number. Pretty, pretty, pretty wild number. And to be that person that got to do that, to try to, you know, go through it and figure out what it was and then relay the information. Yeah, pretty, pretty wild. All right, I like this number too. And this is, I like this number because this is a big win. There was a former handyman who was serving life in prison for the murder of 7 people at a Chicago restaurant in 93, and they've been awarded about $500,000 in a civil lawsuit because he alleged a jail guard punched him in the face. So victims' relatives criticized the juror's decision for James Degorski, who, with an accomplice, shot and stabbed 2 restaurant owners and 5 workers at a Brown's Chicken and Pasta. This was during a botched robbery, and their bodies were found in a walk-in cooler and freezer. And this guy now, Degorski, is at 41, is the one who accused the jail guard of punching him and breaking his cheekbone and eye socket back in 2002 after his arrest in what was one of the worst unsolved murder cases in Illinois history. And so when I say I like this story, I think I like this story as a warning to any guard who sees some bottom feeder who may be taunting them. They might be furious at what's happened in the case or whatever, to not go after them, because look what happens. This guy's in prison for life, and he wins that money. Are you kidding me? What about those families? I agree with that. But the jury had the evidence, and that's what happened. So the jury put aside their emotions and just went by the, this is this guy here in jail. Here's how he's attacked. This is what happened. So I doubt he'll see any of the money. Except for that, here's what they should do. Use the money to pay for his incarceration. Because you know what the cost of keeping someone at the prison where he is anyway, in St. Louis? It's about $20,000 a year. $20,000 a year. Crazy. I mean, he wins the money, but he can't be wild spending the money all over the place at the prison commissary. That wouldn't be possible. They have a ceiling on what you can spend anyway. But I bet you those families were really, really upset by that. They'll pay it. The prison, I mean, with the whole prison system, they're not just gonna let that flounder. So that'll get paid. And if they could use that money to pay for his incarceration, that would be the best thing possible. It really would. But I don't know that they can tap into it for that. It's kind of an intriguing question. Luckily, they found him because that was horrific what happened there. No kidding. So the Constitution, according to Jackson Lee, is 400 years old. I think there is a problem here, mathematically speaking. We're talking about Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Texas, has been around for a while. She was speaking in opposition to a proposal, and she went into a whole history thing. She said she wanted to thank her Republican colleagues for giving her an opportunity to have a constitutional discussion that reinforced the sanctity of the nation and how well it is that we have lasted some 400 years operating under a constitution that clearly defines what is constitutional and what is not. Somebody needs to tell her the date is 1787. That's when the Constitution was adopted. So she has fuzzy math problems, I would say. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.